Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I'm sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. To whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Today we celebrate the feast of a great friend of the Lord, friend of St. Paul, our friend whose work has allowed us to become friends of the Lord as well, St. Luke. He was a friend because he recognized what Jesus said during the celebration of the first Mass, that he was no longer just a servant or a slave, but a friend because Jesus had made known to him everything he had heard from his Father. St. Luke's mission, with all his talent, was to make it possible for us to know all that Christ had revealed from his Father to the Church. But that second part of that responsorial psalm refrain is really important. The friends don't just make known about the Lord. They make known the glorious splendor of his kingdom, that there's a glory that comes when we live our faith very well. It's the glory with which God seeks to fill us, the happiness of a life together with the Lord. And that's one of the most important things we need to share with others. I received an email from a friend of mine who's a consecrated virgin in a diocese in which her spiritual director has just been removed because of an apparent priest scandal. And I've known this girl for a while, and she wrote me an email because she was basically in the darkness. And she said, as part of this darkness, I've got to give even greater witness to my sponsality. And so she said she had stopped wearing a veil as she was going to Mass. And she said, "I think I'm going to wear the veil again." And I wrote back and I said, "You didn't ask me specifically for that advice. Whether you want to wear the veil or not is up to you. But the most important thing you need to do as a bride of Christ is you need to show the glorious splendor of the kingdom. You need to show that when one is a bride of Christ, Christ is faithful even in the midst of difficulty. And better than the best husbands on the planet, the eternal bridegroom knows how to make his brides happy. The most important way that you're going to be able to help sustain other people's faith during this crisis in your diocese is precisely by your joy that the sunshine overcomes the darkness. Christ, the light of the world, has erupted into those dark valleys, and he accompanies us with his rod and his staff. The glorious splendor of the kingdom, that's what we're called to announce. There are a couple factors. First is we need to announce it in a way by which we show it, not just proclaim it with our lips. This gospel reading that we have today talks about what I call the packaging of the message, that it's got to be given by people who are already putting it into practice. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. What's that all about? If we're going to proclaim our trust in God's providence, we need to be living through God's providence. We need to be able to proclaim by our own simplicity that God cares for us more than the lilies of the field or the sparrows who fly, that God has every strand of hair on our head numbered, and that He knows what we need to eat, to drink, to wear, and where we need to sleep. So that's the first thing. We need to be able to proclaim that. Jesus sent them out in pairs because they couldn't proclaim the gospel of forgiveness and mutual love, loving each other as God has loved us first, unless they had somebody there to love and to forgive. Greet no one along the way. This wasn't a recipe for rudeness in the proclamation of the gospel, but it was a focus. Don't get distracted. A lot of the times for people who love the Lord Jesus, the devil's not going to tempt us to terrible things of wickedness, but he will be able to get us off from finishing our mission by sending some less important good things our way. And if we've got a kind and compassionate heart, we'll adjust our mission to care for these little things along the way. And a lot of the times, those prevent us from accomplishing the big thing that the Lord has given us. So the Lord wants us to remain focused on that task, that everything needs to be brought into that orbit. Bring His peace to the world. We're supposed to be someone we can only give what we have. So the Lord wants to inundate us with His peace so that we can bring that real sense of peace that comes from a relationship with the Lord who has conquered sin and death out to others. To not be looking for a better deal. Eat what's set before us. Drink what's offered to us. Don't move about from one place to another. In all of these things, we will be proclaiming that the kingdom of God is at hand for them, because we will be dwelling in that kingdom and radiating the glorious splendor of the kingdom. That's the first thing we're called to grasp on this day. The second, and I think it's really important, is as we focus on the new evangelization, we look to St. Luke, and St. Luke didn't evangelize the way St. Paul did. St. Paul was proclaiming the word. He would occasionally do it by letter, but principally it was by going into the synagogues, going into the marketplaces, going from house to house, and verbally proclaiming the gospel, so that through him, as we heard at the end of his second letter to St. Timothy, the proclamation might be completed and the Gentile might hear it. St. Luke had a totally different style, totally different method. It was by writing. Through the pen, he was able to proclaim the glorious splendor of the kingdom, of that incredible offer of friendship that the Lord has made to us. We need to see that too. We are called likewise, not just by our words, but also by our pen, to proclaim that gospel. We could say today, also by a computer keyboard, we're called to proclaim the gospel. We're called to use any means that we can in order to radiate and announce the glorious splendors that await others if they join us in that kingdom. St. Luke never ceased to proclaim those glories. Because he wrote it down, they're being proclaimed even today. We ask God through his intercession and through the intercession of Our Lady to help us to count those glorious splendors and never cease to proclaim God's goodness to a world that so much needs to leave the kingdom of darkness and enter into the glorious splendor of the kingdom of light. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.